This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A start of a big competition in town is tomorrow, and it might sound a little bit familiar to you, but we'll talk about it nonetheless with Heather Norman with the Galesburg Public Art Commission, because that's one of the beneficiaries of said competition. Heather, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So Galesburg's really got talent, huh?
I hope so. That's the premise of this. Actually, I know a lot of talented people, so I know Galesburg's got talent.
That's very true. So it'll be nice to show them all off for sure. So how did this come about then?
Well, the Galesburg Public Art Commission had some success with our Dancing with the Stars themed fundraiser, and we were looking to do something along those lines that was maybe more inclusive. And someone had suggested doing a voice type competition, and then we talked about opening it to all kinds of types of talent, sort of like Galesburg's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, and maybe a slightly different format. And the final event in April 20th will be at the Orpheum, so it might have a little bit of a vaudeville-ish theme, but we're working out all the details because this is a new event for us.
Absolutely. But while you're still working all that out, you're going to start to whittle down the top talent, if you will, tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, we are. We have our first audition at Q's Cafe that check-in begins at 5:30, so you would come in and fill out your form and get a number, and then we will start having performances at 6, and they will last as long as they do. So if we have one person auditioning, it'll be 90 seconds.
There you go.
You will be done at 6:05.
Yeah, perfect. Exactly. Yeah. Q's is kind of a small venue, so if somebody has like a fire-breathing dragon or something they want to show off, that's probably not the place to do it.
No, we asked people that had any special requests that we needed to know at least 24 hours in advance, and I haven't seen any emails yet, or received any phone calls.
But you have gathered some interest from this already, right?
Yes, we have. I sent out, we have several Facebook events for all our audition locations. We have 5 of them set up and our main event, and I sent them to those talented people I know who have shared them, and it seems that it's gaining a little bit of interest.
That's a good thing, for sure. So you've, you're also looking for judges, I know?
We are. Hopefully I have all of my judges. I'm waiting for confirmations from a couple people, but I do know that tomorrow night, Tiffany Springer is our judge at Q's.
Very good. So Tiffany should be able to judge character and judge talent, right?
Yes, she should. She has she has some theater experience, so she is a good person to be able to do an all-rounded, kind of a rounded judging. She should be able to know singing and dancing and juggling. I have every confidence Tiffany knows juggling.
You're not really going to be able to juggle in cues either, right?
Well, you know, we'll see. If you're really talented, you'll make it work.
there you go. Exactly. You know, small, like ping pong ball juggling,
yes,
perhaps, as
there
opposed
we go.
To fire. Like, yes. Everything I'm thinking of is related to fire for some reason. But anyway.
Are you cold?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. thank you for asking, by the way. It's nice to see that the Art Commission, it seems to me, the last couple of years is really kind of branching out here in terms of trying some of these different fundraisers, right?
Yes, we are. We are also trying to, you know, we have that beautiful sculpture in the square that we are behind. And we're also trying to look at what we can do in the future, whether that be public art, I guess, sculptures or other projects, or perhaps just supporting the arts in general. I think Galesburg Got Talent kind of fits in that.
Absolutely.
Kind of showcasing what kind of talent we have in Galesburg.
So the first preliminary round, if you will, is tomorrow night at Q's. Where do you go from there?
So we'll have 5 auditions. So we're what we've told, we'll have a judge's pick and a people's choice pick. So you can just come and watch too.
There you go.
And be able to choose. So if you are auditioning, I would encourage you to bring your friends and family because there will be a people's choice pick. And so for each of the 5 events, we will have a judge's pick and a people's choice pick for the auditions. So at least 10 people will go on to the main event, and then the committee as a whole will pick a minimum of 3 kind of wild card choices. So looking at about 13 performances, maybe more, depending on what the pool of talent is.
There you go. So again, that all culminates with the event at the Orpheum?
Yes, it does. And we're still working out the details on that, exactly how that's going to work. I do know there will be a cash prize, at least 1, maybe 2.
Uh-huh.
But we're still working out what that is and how that's going to be judged.
Can we get a supermodel or Howie Mandel or somebody to come judge in the finals?
It'll be our five judges.
There you go. Fair enough. So, darn, I was hoping that we could get some big-time celebrities in here for this.
I'll send some emails and see what I can do.
There you go. Although Tiffany's a pretty, for me, my money, a big-time celebrity. Yes, so there you go.
Isn't she the supermodel of Galesburg?
I would say so, yes. Don't tell her I said that. But
she might hear this, Will.
But if there are folks still interested in wanting to participate and have an act that they think might be pretty good, how can they get involved?
They can get involved. You can go to the Galesburg Public Art Commission's Facebook page. All the auditions are under events there. There's a link to our website there. We will have forms that tells you when they all are. You don't need to pre-register. I should say there is a $5 entry fee.
Okay.
Just the reason for that is we want you to be a little invested in the process.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And so you would just need to fill out a form. We'll have those available the night of the audition. Don't have to do anything in advance. Just bring your $5 and a pen, and you don't even need to bring a band.
And your talent.
You do need to bring your own music.
Okay.
If you have something special, you need to contact me, and my information is on the website or on our Facebook page and on our website at gpac.co. There's no M.
Anything else coming up that the Public Art Commission is involved in, Heather?
Not yet. Hopefully we'll have some idea of what we're doing in the future soon.
There you go.
But stay tuned. I guess that's my biggest thing.
Fair enough. All right. And again, I go to the Public Art Commission's Facebook page to get involved in Galesburg's Got Talent, which starts tomorrow night.
Yes, I know. 90 seconds. You have 90 seconds to convince people.
So. Oh, well, that's enough time, isn't it?
I think so.
I think I need all the time in the world, but that's why I have this show. So There you go.
Put together your 90-second act and we'll look at it.
I don't know that I have an act, although some people would accuse me of having one, but that's another discussion. Heather Norman with the Galesburg Public Art Commission, thanks for coming in and much success with this. As you said at the beginning, we have a lot of talent here in town, and hopefully we'll be showing a lot of that off for sure.
I hope so. All ages, too.
Absolutely.
So, great. All right. And small.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues with Kim Commando and Sports straight ahead on WGIL.